The number of migrants at the border is, quote, overwhelming. That's not my word choice. No. Overwhelming is what the Biden administration is now calling the tsunami of migrants at the border. Yeah, you think? It's overwhelming. No kidding. Here's the deal. We, as a nation, cannot afford this influx. Texas cannot afford this influx. Arizona cannot afford the influx. And I know Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, thinks money grows on trees. But you know what? Not even California can afford the influx. Meanwhile, there's the obvious threat of COVID-19 still going on. They're not even testing at the border. Apparently, our federal government isn't prepared for this crisis in any way, shape, or form, because somehow this was like, what, never going to happen? We were just supposed to open the border, get rid of ICE, join hands and sing kumbayas. Tens of thousands of migrant caravans storm the borders and we'd say, hey, great, come in. Come one, come all. And hey, can we give you a stimulus check? Welcome to the Trisha Intel Show. I am Trish Regan. And you know, on that stimulus check, the Biden administration, they would if they could, right? I mean, hey, the Senate refused to vote in favor of Ted Cruz's legislation to prohibit any taxpayer dollars going to stimulus checks for undocumented migrants. Anyway, there's this nasty little thing called reality. Reality, which just keeps getting in the way of all this wokeness. But the reality is this. Border arrests are way up. And the Biden administration isn't quite sure what to do since they invited everyone in. Here's some more reality. The number of migrants at the southern border, it rose after Biden's inauguration for one reason. Illegal migrants believe the Biden administration will let them stay. And hey, why shouldn't they believe that? After all, that's what he promised. That's what he told them. And sure enough, on day one, he was introducing legislation that Susan Rice had already telegraphed to reporters in a call would provide new pathways to citizenship. And she went on, the bill creates an earned path to citizenship for dreamers, farm workers, essential workers. And then that's not all, right? Just a few weeks ago, Biden allies on Capitol Hill announced their plans for a path to citizenship, the U.S. Citizenship Act. It includes an 8-year pathway to citizenship for nearly, 11 million undocumented immigrants. This is a shorter process to legal status that they're offering for agricultural workers, recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. So, I'm sorry, is it any wonder that people are stampeding the border? Which is why the Biden administration is now looking for volunteers. Volunteers, how do you like that? To help the border patrol. I mean, this is insane. What the heck are we paying any taxes for, right? I mean, we are out there paying all these taxes to our federal government, assuming that they're going to protect us. And yet they're complaining that they're overwhelmed at the border and they need volunteers. Remember, our own federal government reversed all the rules on border immigration, telegraphed that you could come here and get citizenship because they want to be woke. Biden, Harris, the left wing of America, they're saying, hey, come on, come on. You don't need to stay in Mexico. Just hang out here while you apply for amnesty. And by the way, we're never going to turn away kids. So now, what, the Biden team's shocked when there's this massive uncontrollable increase in the number of people at our southwestern border? Are they naive? No, they're not naive. I think that there's actually a method to the madness. You see, these leftist radical policies are designed to enable the left to take complete control. If you bring a bunch of people here, you let them vote, you give them money, and you're therefore just giving them enough to keep your party in control. That's what it's about. This wokeness is dangerous. It is costing us in more ways than you can possibly imagine. Wait till you hear what the new head of DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is emailing to his staff begging for volunteers. I'm on it next. Okay, I want to share with you a quote from this leaked email out of the Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden. Alejandro Mayorkas reportedly messaged his staff writing, and I quote, "Today, I activated the volunteer force to support Customs and Border Protection, CBP, as they face a surge in migration along the southwest border." And he goes on writing, "You have likely seen the overwhelming number of migrants seeking access to this country along the southwest border." Yeah, we have actually, buddy, we have. "President Biden and I are committed to ensuring our nation has a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system." Okay, yeah, but you guys have no plan. Like, you have no plan. You're asking for volunteers, despite the fact that we turn over so much money to this federal government. You're the ones that are for this open border. Meanwhile, states are rightly getting annoyed. They're getting upset. And you know what? They're suing. And good for them. I think they're going to win this. Florida is saying, you know what? You're making life dangerous for all of us. These are not policies, even when it comes to ICE, right? And their deportation policies. These are not policies that were around, obviously, during President Trump, but even during President Obama's administration, right? Even President Obama knew that you couldn't have a criminal and just turn them back loose into a state like Florida or Texas or anywhere else for that matter. And so Florida's saying, you know what? We are less safe. We are less safe right now as a result of Biden. Isn't our government supposed to help make us safe? Coming up next, I want to talk about coronavirus and how it's been treated over the last year. You know, I made the call a year ago that it was being overly politicized because the left and the media wanted to use it against Donald Trump. Well, I was right. I was right. I lost my job, but you know what? I was right, and I'm still right. And they're using it all over again. I'll explain after this. A year ago, I told you that the media was using coronavirus to overly scare the public for political reason, right? There were political motivations at stake. As Rahm Emanuel once said, you know, you never let a good crisis go to waste, and they certainly weren't letting this one go to waste. Remember, a year ago, we didn't know a whole lot either. At the time, there was very little information, to the point where you had Fauci even telling us, oh, don't worry about the mask, right? Only to then tell us a few months later, and most recently, you got to wear two masks and you may just need to wear a mask forever. So, you know, there was a lot of confusion, but there was no confusion over this. They wanted an issue to go after Trump with. Now, in retrospect, you could have said, well, you know, he could have done this or he could have done that. Whatever it may have turned out to be in the long run, there's no disputing how the media was able to use this horrible challenge. And there's no disputing, by the way, that our government really screwed up. I mean, look at Cuomo sending people with COVID-19 into nursing homes. I mean, you want to actually create more of a problem? That's exactly how you would do it. The point being, this was political. And you know what? It's still political. It's still being used right now as a way to make our government bigger and richer at the expense of the people. I mean, what do you think the $1.9 trillion is all about, right? Sure, they give you a little handout there, $1,400. Who doesn't want $1,400? So they give out these little handouts to try and make people happy. They give out big handouts, right, to make all the government leaders happy. $350 billion, that's how much is going to the states. California and New York are getting the bulk of it. Surprise, surprise. This is money we don't have. We really and truly do not have, and it's going to come with major consequences in the way of serious inflation. I want you, if you're interested in this, to watch my Instagram video on the issue, because I get into what it's all going to mean, spending money we don't have in terms of inflation. And that video is on IGTV at Trish_Regan on Instagram. Anyway, big media won't tell you any of this, right? Big media is too scared. And by the way, big media, for the most part, is invested in seeing the Biden team succeed. I'm not entirely sure why. I mean, when you have the New York Times actually printing a piece where the author writes that we need some kind of truth czar, information czar, his words, to in the Biden administration itself to actually try and decide, you know, what's news and what isn't. I mean, this is like the antithesis, right, of what any journalist organization or journalist should ever be, because we don't want anybody telling us how to think or what to think. We, to be informed citizens, need to be able to come to our own conclusions. Anyway, you got a big media environment out there that's quite nervous, I think, about conservatives or independent viewpoints, I should say, because it's not even just conservatives. It's really, I mean, heck, they went after Ron Paul, right? They shut down Ron Paul's Facebook page because I guess he talked about patriotism too much. Patriots, freedom, you know, words you can't say anymore. And you know, I look at this environment, consider Piers Morgan, right? Who's got a whole country going nuts because he dared to challenge Meghan Markle. We're not allowed to challenge ideas anymore or what people say. And by the way, Piers Morgan is a really great guy, a wonderful person, and a brilliant, smart, talented opinion maker, writer, and journalist. Okay. So Piers Morgan, they're going bonkers because he says something that questions Meghan Markle. I'm sorry, but in a free country, people, especially opinion makers like myself or Piers Morgan, we should be allowed to say what we believe. We shouldn't risk being fired and torched by the woke media because we're not woke enough for them. Okay. And so I say again, now more than ever, we need to seek the truth. All of us, every single one of us. I get that it's sometimes hard to find. It's not always pretty. It's not always perfect, but you know what? Truth matters. Opinion matters. Diversity of opinion matters. I was right when I said the media was using the coronavirus crisis in political ways, right? Instead of being helpful information, they were trying to terrify people and they had a goal, right? And that was to hurt Trump. And so now I look at what's happening with coronavirus and I'm like, oh, here we go again. They are politicizing it yet again, and they're politicizing it so they can pump massive amounts of cash into our economy at a time when we're just starting to heal. We have not one, not two, but three vaccines. Think of that. It's wonderful. It's amazing. You look at the manufacturing data, you look at the employment data. It all proves out that our economy is on the mend. Heck, just look at the stock market, right? So why are we leveling? Why is Biden leveling a wartime stimulus effort at our economy? I know he says we're at war with the virus, but you know what? We were at war with the virus. And gosh, we fought that hard and we lost a lot of people and it was very tragic. But guess what? We're kind of near the end of the war. I mean, that's the good news, right? There's a light at the end of the tunnel. So why is he saying that we need all this money? How do we need $159 billion to reopen schools right now? When it turns out, if you actually go through the numbers, you find out that only $9 billion of it is actually being used in 2021 to reopen schools. They say they need $159. Oh, but it turns out that's going to be used over the next 7 years. 8 years total is their program. This is what you call a money grab. This is a Biden, and by the way, big government in general, money grab. He wants money. He wants power. And no one is telling him that he can't do this. No one, right? Because everybody's in on the action. Remember, I will always, always tell you the truth. So make sure you download this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my emails at trishintel.com. And if you really want to know how inflation is seeping into our economy right now and what it's going to mean for you and your retirement, I want you to check out my Instagram video at Trish_Regan. And we'll chat tomorrow.